Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hills, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Hello, and welcome to the official Broad Wasted Podcast, where we're drunk on theater. Look at me. I'm your host, Brian Plofsky. And it may be getting deep into fall, but we're here dreaming of those summer nights.
Yes.
We're over the moon-ing for our guest, who's not alone at the drive-in, but there are worse things he could do than say he was born to hand jive. It's raining on prom night, and there's a certain type of lightning in the air. Greased? Anyway, I'm all choked up and my chills, they're multiplying. Joining us today are the together-going Pink Ladies and Burger Palace Boys. Not T-Birds, Burger Palace Boys.
Yeah.
Including Kevin, Rock and Roll Party Queen Jager.
Rock and Roll
Party Queen.
Our game master and unofficial babysitter for the hour, Kimberly.
Hello.
And hello. Stay safe.
Hello.
And with us today is a guest who's the one that we want. You may have seen him in the in movies Echo Boom or Easy A. I love that movie. Just want to throw
Easy
that there.
So good.
So good. He debuted on Broadway in the 2007 revival of Grease. That was it with an exclamation point. and was recently seen in... Does that... You know, I just put together that you're an exclamation point kind of guy.
Yeah. Just one word Broadway show.
Yes. Oliver!
Yeah. Oklahoma! Yeah. Things like that. Right? Isn't that... And Hello Dolly.
Hello Dolly! Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let's give a big Broadwasted welcome to friend of the show. Max Crumb.
Woo!
Hello. Hello, everybody. I just want to get real close to your ears and say thanks for listening.
You can follow Max on Twitter and Instagram at Max Crumb with two M's.
Yep, C-R-U-M-M. Also, I just would like to add my Broadway Grease. We actually hit the movie song, so you missed Hopelessly Devoted to You. Grease is the word. And I wish I would have been able to sing Alone at the Drive-In instead of Sandy.
Mm. Oh, yeah. I prefer Alone at the Drive-In and All Choked Up to the other two. Well, we're going to talk about that.
Yeah, okay.
What are you drinking?
I don't even know. I'm drinking out of
Dixie cups.
Dixie cup.
Because we forgot.
And I think it's some pineapple passion mix that says it's 75% juice, 25% water. Pure water.
Only
I don't know if I want to do a commercial for the company. So
it's a veggie gross blend, but it goes delicious in our tequila.
Yes. Oh, and with tequila.
Tequila.
I'm not just being. Yeah, we're having margs. Yeah, we're juicing. We're gonna get wasted on the grape.
Juicing with tequila. That's what me and Brian are doing too.
That's right.
Anyway, I mean, technically it's juice from an agave plant.
Mm-hmm.
Kimberly, what are you drinking?
I'm drinking a gin and tonic.
Oh, nice. Yep. So we have bootleg margaritas, so margaritas with Max.
That's right.
Cheers.
Cheers,
margaritas.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Bootleg margaritas.
And gin with Max.
Maxaritas.
But yeah, let's just straight up start with the reality show.
Okay. Let's. That's where I was born.
I was born on a reality show.
What about it? What are you...
I guess...
What's your question?
My question is... Tell me about it, stud.
Oh, my God.
I hate you so much.
It's good. She did.
I mean,
cigarette?
What was the pro? We heard from Laura. Like, from the boys' perspective, like, what was the process on that?
Right. I was 20. I auditioned for that when I was 20 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And it was randomly... What was I? I had just moved to L.A. I had lived in L.A. for like a year.
You're a California guy, yeah?
Yeah, I'm from like Arizona and California. Like, always a warm place, not here. But so basically...
And now you're in New York.
Yeah. So I just basically I'd been doing like theater since I was little, like, my parents owned a theater company. So it's second nature to me to do theater and to be a part of theater and all that. And I kind of moved to L.A. to be like, I'm done with theater. I'm not doing any more theater. Yeah. And then the first, essentially, theater audition I went on.
Was that?
Yeah.
What, tangent, what was the first show you saw that was like, oh, I want to do this?
Oh, I guess the first, there was like a couple moments for me because I just remember like growing up in a theater.
Yeah.
Kind of like watching everything and realizing, oh, because I honestly don't know that I had a moment where I was like, this is what I want to do. I'm going to be doing this. Because I sort of grew up and it was like, yeah.
This is what I'm doing.
Yeah. And it was more like, oh, if I want my parents' attention, like I'll probably have to do a show.
Okay. Right.
Because my dad was like the director. My mom was always the star of everything. My mom's amazing. It was that kind of like, oh, well, yeah. And so in 06, I just was in a show when I was old enough.
That's the way the cookie crumbles. Yeah.
That's right.
Sorry.
Oh, my God. Good, though. Good, though. Good, yeah. good. Yes. Yeah. Just crumbles, actually.
Crumbles. Oh, that's even better.
So, I don't know. So, Diamond Studs, maybe, which is a really weird show, or like 1940s Radio Hour. These are like,
I love that show.
I
did that show.
Yeah, it was, and I remember seeing it when I was like 10, 11, and I was like, this is theater, man. Like, this is cool. I love 1940s Radio Hour. But the thing that when I was like, oh, I'm going to do this to be cool and because, like, all the other cool kids are doing it. It was when I saw, like, Oliver. I saw Oliver at...
Oh, you mean Oliver?
Yeah, Oliver. I saw that.
So back to your...
Yes. Oh, okay. So I was living in L.A., feeling cool, and I was just, like, living in the valley, doing nothing. I was, like, auditioning for stuff, and randomly my roommate was like, hey, I saw a commercial for the Grease TV show, and was like, hey, there's this thing... And you should do it. You like sing and whatever. And I was like, what is it? And so I looked it up. This is so random how this all happened. I found about it the night before. Like, it was literally and I looked it up. I was like, oh, this is tomorrow. And so it was like, I would have to go in like 5 hours if I went. This is so weird. And so I went to bed and then I couldn't sleep. And I was like, I should go to that thing. And so I got to Red Bulls and I drove there and I waited in line. Oh, yeah. And I waited in line and I auditioned for it. But it was like something was pulling me. Like something was like genuinely like, go to this.
Were there a lot of people like in line when you...
Yeah, there was like thousands of people. Well, no, when I got there, no, I was like, I was in the beginning. Ashley Spencer, by the way, was very first in line.
Really?
So she was there at like 4 a.m. Yeah. And then there was like...
And she's still staying long enough to get through.
Dude, yeah, that's because she's a talented, gorgeous beast. Right. Yeah.
Great,
yeah. That girl like is... ridiculous.
So how long did you wait that day?
How long did you wait before your audition? I don't remember, but I was like really tired. I was towards the beginning, but like I was, it's so funny because I don't know. I think I was like drinking the night before with my friends, and so I was sort of like
Broadway
sobering up. I was like, yeah.
Cheers.
You're right.
To the truth.
You're right.
All been in college.
Yeah. It's so true. And then, anyway. And so I can't. Oops. I might have just turned 21, though. Depending.
Okay, we'll go with that.
Mom. No. But, so I don't know. So I was like sitting in line, kind of like sobering up and waking up because I didn't go to sleep that night. Mm-hmm. And I remember everybody else was like screaming and doing interviews and like cartwheels and singing for the cameras. And I was just like sitting down, like, oh.
Don't throw up on TV.
And then what's funny is they sort of painted it later like, he's such an outsider and a slacker. And all of the like video montages literally me like, sleeping. And I was just like, oh God, like,
wait, what's January? What was your nickname?
It was Slacker Danny. Yeah. And this is a good
because I couldn't use Hungover Danny.
Well, what's true, but what's funny is I did ask Kathleen Marshall, I was like, why Slacker Danny? And she goes, well, we couldn't call you Stoner Danny. And I was like, oh. I was like, that touche. All right.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So I don't know. So from the beginning, I was just kind of like, and I remember we sang in a lot of random rooms for producers and stuff. And then we got to sing on camera. And I met Laura that first day because all the people got eliminated between us. And then we made friends instantly.
Do you think you guys, I mean, aside from your, like, actual talent, do you think that you guys got through together because, like, you created that bond early on and you can work off of that?
I don't know. I actually have no, I think so, yeah. But I know that Kathleen liked to pair us together just because, like, I don't know that I looked good with, like, many of the other girls. Like, luckily, I think I went with the two girls that were in the finals and none of the other girls.
So you get to the end.
Yeah.
You win.
Yeah. And it's that easy.
What? Yeah.
And then you're just Broadway. You're just straight up Broadway.
Like, what was that leap like?
That was crazy, man. That, just to go from, like, obscurity to starring on Broadway felt very...
Did you feel like you cheated?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, because the theater snob in me, you know, didn't think I should have won, essentially. Because I thought, like, oh, I'm... I don't know. I don't really like to say what, but it's like, I think I won because out of that group, out of that moment, I was like the most talented and the most like fun, loving and just free. But I don't think I was the most Danny. Sorry, America. But also thank you.
You were wrong.
It was just more of like, it was just stressful for me. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Give me a, no, and I'm so grateful.
I
you
did
guys.
Too. Not gonna lie.
Thank you.
You guys
shut up. Thank
more,
you. Yes.
I feel like of the people who were in high school when that happened,
yeah,
like the relatable guy.
Well, yeah, and that's
and
also
like,
yeah. I just feel like Laura. I just feel like
right.
You and Laura were definitely the two people that when I watched it, I was just like, "That's Broadway." Like that.
Right.
That is Broadway.
Well, the thing. Okay, so with the reality show, I really do think it was just you have to be emotionally available and ready to just interpret songs, almost like it's like a. I think it's a dual thing. The reality show and the Broadway show. Because I would have never auditioned for it if there wasn't a role at the end or, like, the prize that was at the end.
That's what Laura said, too.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I think everybody felt the same. It was like, okay, so there was a level of, like...
like, oh, I get my dream at the
end.
Not like, oh, I get, like, $10,000.
Yeah.
I get
but
my life.
But honestly, like, I never thought I would win that show or even get on it. So, like, I don't
so you
even know.
Think it would be like a great way to get like experience.
Yeah, or just to meet people.
Something.
Anyway, but yeah, that was crazy. But I did feel like I earned it. I definitely had been like preparing my whole life to be on Broadway. It was so much fun though, and I wouldn't trade it for the world. It was just crazy. Like, it was so much to deal with. It was like crazy and like romantic and so much fun and so much hard work, like that. I just was, like, ready to take, like, a break afterwards. But it was so crazy, and I would never, ever, ever...
Lin-Manuel wrote the song about you.
That's right. He did.
Take me. Oh.
Oh, my gosh. That's so... I'm so sorry for you. But anyway...
I respond to a lot.
Yeah. But anyway, long story short, all of it was crazy. And it was so much fun, and the cast is ridiculous. I mean, the cast, we had, like, so many cool people.
So talk about the difference between doing Grease with all these, like, debuts, and it's kind of young, and there's energy there.
Crazy fun energy, yeah.
Versus Disaster. Kind of being almost like the young guy, even though you weren't... This was your second Broadway show?
Yeah.
And there were, and like, Lucretia made her Broadway debut. Like, there were other people making their debut.
Right.
So, like, you're almost in the middle between these veterans and these, you know, first timers.
I don't know. I was just, I always like to say, like, I was just famous enough to be the part I was and not famous enough to be, like, a bigger part or whatever it is. You know what I mean? So it's like that. I was in that perfect area of, and then also just, like, knowing Seth and he's, like, family to me. So it's like one of those. I don't know, man. I just feel so lucky. Like, I feel so grateful. Because, like, Disaster for me, I never auditioned for that show, man.
Were you
there just,
from the
beginning? Yeah, Seth just kind of called me and was like, what are you doing? And I was like, I'm watching TV. And he's like, oh, okay, you're going to be in Disaster. And I was like, oh, okay. But I was actually the first replacement at the return engagement off-Broadway. Because there has been, like, so many people that have been in Disaster.
Yeah.
But I was the first replacement for off-Broadway.
So which theater did you start in?
St. Luke's.
Okay.
I would say probably the main difference would be the creation process is different. Like the...
From off-Broadway to Broadway?
No, from between Grease and Disaster. Was
okay.
Everybody was like, yes, what do we do? Coming up with crazy ideas and...
In what? Disaster?
In Grease.
Oh.
And...
Like, wait till we invent the wheel.
Yeah, they were like, let's do it. And Kathleen was really good about listening to everybody and taking in everybody's sort of ideas and then coming up with like a sort of plan and a way to execute it. And that was pretty much cool. That. And then Disaster was kind of just, I mean, it was both fun, you guys. I feel like I have a really weird, not linear sort of
Broadway
career. Yeah, mine is like, I don't know, like most of my situations are like fun and people being like, hey, welcome to the, so it just is, I, you know.
We hear a lot of stories here and sure. The fundamental of those, all of those stories is if you're fun, nice, and easy to work with,
they
want to keep you around.
Yeah. Well,
which is why I'm surprised you keep getting jobs like
that. Because I'm just such a, no. Well, the thing is I truly believe at a certain point, every person is talented. Everybody's talented and everybody's gorgeous. Yep. So it becomes, who do you want to have a sandwich with at lunch? Who would you rather like go for a drink with after rehearsal? You know, it eventually becomes that. So it's like, I don't know. I think it's so imperative and paramount to be kind and hardworking.
Yeah, that's that old SNL thing that Lauren is like, who do I want to see in the hallways at 3 a.m.?
Right. Mm-hmm. It's so true.
Day.
Yeah.
Cool. So what's your, so right now, what is your chill level?
Oh, my chill level right now is super chill. I feel like I'm always super chill.
He wants you to say that they're multiplying.
Oh.
That was the whole point of that question.
Oh, no.
Yes, it was going to
happen. I almost like
he literally talks about chills like, multiplying every episode.
I think I remembered that, and I was like, I'm going to be the one person so who the prepares for it. Just,
they're, no,
I'm chill as that's my chill level.
Yeah. Oh, Carmen.
Yeah.
Carmen.
What was the first Broadway show you saw?
It was either Phantom of the Opera or Cats. I don't remember which one, but it was one of those. I'm one of those people that loves Cats.
I love Cats.
I love that show. I loved it as a kid. And
we
it's
both never
and
seen
here's
it.
The thing is, people. If you're listening and you're one of those bullies out there, I think it is absolutely hilarious that it is not cool to like Cats right now. Like, you guys can go F yourselves. These are musicals. Like, sorry that
like
you have a degree. Like
in the village of, like, people, like, going against Cats.
Yeah. And also there are,
there were, like, those things, like, coffee shops and stuff where they were, like, Cats is not a thing. Like, this is becoming a musical, but it's, like, insulting.
Like, being anti-Cats has
like
been cool this season,
like,
and I think
like
it's silly.
Movement. Right. Stop Cats.
Anyway, it's
I'm
great.
Sorry. Cats is hilarious, it makes no sense, and there's a wonderful time.
Yeah, it's like there's people dressed as cats, and they're singing about the cats, and introducing the cats,
they have cool makeup
and that's
on.
All you need.
See, my parents saw, like the original Cats when it was happening, like, they moved, like, went to New York and saw it.
Well, we saw,
and then, like,
I saw the
dad,
original one as well.
Like, when I asked my dad, like, what he saw of Broadway, he's like, there were people, they climbed on these things right in front of our balcony, and they started, like, licking themselves. It was a show, I guess.
Hashtag dads of the show.
My dad was like, he was like a grown man licking himself. Yeah. And I didn't really know what to think of that.
We also saw Wizard of Oz with Roseanne Barr as the witch. And I remember it was at Madison Square Garden and everyone was letting their children run amok. So my dad was letting me run around the aisles and I was like screaming and running up really close and being like, ah. And I remember being like, this is awesome. Now I'm also realizing maybe my family are like consumer whores. Like they took me to like Phantom, Cats, The Wizard of Oz. Like we're the families New Yorkers hate.
Should we play some games?
Let's play games.
Let's play games.
Yeah.
I got games.
Yeah.
All right. Right here in River City.
Right here, River City.
These puns.
I got.
All right, let's do it, girl.
I got two titles.
No,
you
they're
guys
great.
Pick
yeah.
Which title you want first?
Mm-hmm.
I have a title. I have a game called High School Hop. Or.
Oh, baby.
Loose Lyrics.
Loose lyrics.
All right.
It's not the heavy one.
What was that?
So, all right.
High School Hop sounds dangerous.
Yay. Oh, we're playing high. Oh, we're playing both.
We're playing both. We're just picking one first.
Oh, all
right.
Lyrics
so
is first.
Lyric is
okay.
First. I have two piles
okay.
of cards. One pile is songs from the musical Grease.
Oh! Okay.
One pile is songs from our high school experience.
Okay.
Like, what?
Yeah, so she means, like, songs
right.
that were popular
our.
In high school.
In high school. Oh. I realize you guys
like, this
are a
is
few
the
years
night
older than me.
Felt alive. Like,
oh, that was a good one.
That's a good one.
So, you will take one from each pile.
I would
I'm
going to
spread them out so you can do whatever the heck you want.
Carmen, 2 seconds.
I'm going to spread them out so you can whatever the fuck
you want.
We need her in the episode. We love her.
That, like,
she's a national treasure.
You can, like, bleep out whatever I say with Carmen, even if it's not a curse, no one will know.
Yeah, like, what the... No! And there, they will never know.
Yeah, he didn't say anything there, and I still bleeped it out.
All right, so Kimberly,
see, that's the thing, you guys. It's like,
so
everything's fake.
One from each, and we're making a song.
Correct. You're taking one from each pile.
We're actually not even in the same room right now. Like, this is all fake.
Huge Skype session.
Yeah. No.
You can choose either melody and use that melody to sing the other lyric.
Great.
Got it.
So I can go with one or the other.
So, for instance, if it's a very different show, you could sing, let's say, oh, you're holding my hand.
I am. We're holding
you. No, I like it.
So let's say you picked out, I'm just going to guess randomly,
mm-hmm.
Freddie My Love.
Great.
And so Boulevard of Broken Dreams.
And Boulevard. Great. So yes, you would pick one melody and one lyric.
Doesn't matter which one.
Doesn't matter which one.
Okay.
And the show is called Loose Lyric, which means you can loosely do the lyrics if you don't remember them, because I didn't feel like typing them out.
Perfect. Great. Let's
Great.
Do this. All right.
Kevin is ready and raring.
I'm going to go first. All right.
I hope someone gets Freddie My Love and Boulevard of Broken Dreams.
They will not.
I got There Are Worse Things I Could Do. With
no. You're not supposed to. You're supposed to say it.
Oh, I'm not?
We're supposed to guess them.
Right, back in. We go together like Bremalemalema.
Well, we go together.
Wait, that's what you're in a Spice Girl song.
Tell me what you want. What's
we
it called?
We go together like the boys to the yard. And
my milkshake
like,
my brings all the boys to the yard.
Yeah. That was what it was.
So, police.
I got you. He goes to get. We go together. So do I get that?
You got milkshake first.
Mm-hmm. So I get
the point.
I get Max 2 points.
Gets the point. Oh, do you get 2 points as well?
Sure. And then you get 3.
All right.
Yeah, because I made it up.
Yeah.
So Max, would you like to go next?
Sure. I got. Oh my god! How funny. This is actually a mind.
No!
What? This is a mind, Carmen.
Okay.
Okay, ready?
All right, we're ready.
Oh, Sarah, indeed.
Sandy?
Yeah.
Do, 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 do.
I want another
one to get off. Yeah, you got both.
I heard this song.
Because I want it all or nothing at all.
Is that O-Town?
Yes.
Yeah.
So, by the way, we're founded on the very first reality show ever for making the band. That was the very first
That's
making
true.
The band was O-Town. Oh.
True. That's a reality show inspired episode.
And then Eden's Crush was next, right?
Yeah.
Does everybody
That's
remember that?
Correct.
I do.
What was their song? Did anybody like
was
Danity
the
Kane?
One? Oh, Danity Kane.
I loved
was
that.
Line, right?
No.
What?
Who is it?
They all
no
wore those.
How hard I
Eden's
try,
Crush.
Never
was the one
get
with the butterfly.
No matter what.
Yeah.
Got
I wanted one so bad, but I was 16. Wasn't allowed.
No, that was Dream.
That was Dream.
Oh, I knew all that shit.
Okay. Hopelessly devoted to you.
Hopelessly devoted to you.
We got older. Oh, wait.
Then you started.
I missed the lyrics. I got them both together.
Got
I made these up, guys.
The jewel.
Okay.
She's really feeling it, by the way. if you guys could see her eyes, like she's in it.
We've got older, but we'll. No, that's still the same thing.
Is it Adele?
We've got older, but
we're still young. The best of me. That's the name of
the
song,
best of
but,
me.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know that song.
I'm sorry. Are you guys not familiar with the starting line?
So good.
You're great.
All right, Brian's got a good one.
All right.
Guys, real random thing, because this is broad-waisted. So one time I was at a birthday party for John Travolta. So one time I was at a birthday party for John Travolta. It was during Grease. But one of the Olsen twins was. And I know.
No, yes.
I know. Like, oh.
You know
no.
You're born. You know you
I don't know which
90s,
one. Right. But it was, and so was Bob Saget, but it was something during, that's one of the best movies, by the way, Devil, Devil, Twin. And
it
takes
amazing.
Two. It takes
of
two.
Of course
how do you know about that?
Author,
like, it's a great
My younger sister loved that stuff.
I'm so I loved
over
it.
Yeah. Billboard Dad.
Yeah. Billboard Dad.
My little sister loved it, so obviously gay older brother loved it.
Can we all sing, do we all know the theme song to, their mystery squad? No one?
Just you?
Well, we'll solve any crime by dinner time? Who stole the great old diamond? What killed the dinosaurs?
That
Who
was the Olsen
makes
twins?
The finest pizza?
Yeah.
What's in your brother's dresser drawers? Mysteries of life, screaming to be solved. Here we stand in our trench coats, trying to get involved. Ba-dum, bum, bum, bum,
Max and I look very shocked right now.
No,
we're very upset with ourselves that we don't know this.
But I will say that I learned how to fold my comforter at the bottom of my bed
because
of Billboard Dad when they would sneak back into their bed and pull their comforter over them and it would look like they just got in bed. And so I was like, I will figure out.
How to do that.
Do you remember, not that I ever snuck out of my house because I was a good
Do you remember Two of a Kind on ABC
yes.
Family with Christopher
yes.
Cyber?
Yes.
No.
And she couldn't kiss anyone else because she would think of Doritos. No, she couldn't think of Doritos ever again.
Wait,
right.
What?
She kissed him when he had Doritos.
You know, I'm like super stressed right now because I love those two.
Great. Are you going to go?
Yeah, I am.
Okay.
All right, so write that song.
Summer Lovin'.
Summer
Loving. Summer Nights.
Yeah, that's
I
he got
the
right.
Right.
He got it.
Oh, Craig has my title.
This is really hard.
You're
That's all we have so far.
Summer Loving.
I made it up so I can't do
We had a blast. Summer Loving. It went by fast.
I want it that way.
Yeah, there you
yes.
go.
Yes! It's all hard.
So I'm picking one from here and one from here.
There were things I could do.
Right?
Got it.
Your hair looks great.
There are worse things.
Yeah.
She obviously...
There are worse things.
Cry Me River?
Yes.
There are worse things.
Totally.
Was it my turn?
Yeah, Max. Yeah.
You're the one that I want.
I want the one that I want.
I got five.
Oh, I got...
I got one.
I didn't count.
I didn't keep track.
Yeah, we're done.
Do you want to play show card poker or high school hop?
What is high school hop?
Yeah.
High school hop is I have a pile of high school stereotypes. I have a pile of theatrical characters. And you will have to pitch them to me to win a reality show.
Great, we're doing that. 100%.
Wait,
like
what's the other one?
Stoner Danny?
Yeah.
Or, I'm sorry, Slacker Danny?
Slacker, that's right.
Yeah. On Wikipedia, it says they called you Slacker Danny because of your
like
bad
Slacker,
haircut.
Yeah. Thanks.
I was like,
thanks.
Way to judge.
No,
thanks
totally. Yeah, no, I, by the way, like, I...
Because there's attitude and bad
right,
haircut.
Right.
Not attitude and haircut.
But
they passed
in their in their defense, I had not done my hair and was hungover when they met me. So they took the Polaroid of me like this. So they took the Polaroid like here and I was like, oh. And so that was the picture they were doing all the judging with. I mean, it was like, so this guy, anyway.
You're going to pick a high school stereotype and a character from a show. And you're going to pitch me who you think they should be in the new Bye Bye Birdie.
So I pulled Gertrude McFuzz, and the type is preppy. So I think...
Gertrude McFuzz preppy?
I think Gertrude McFuzz would be a perfect...
Who is that?
Gertrude from
Seussical.
Seussical musical.
I've never seen Seussical.
There once was a girl bird named Gertrude McFuzz.
Yeah.
Wait.
So I would say Gertrude McFuzz would be a perfect character for, like, when Danny goes, like, when he's wearing the letters.
Bye-bye Birdie.
Right. We're not
about
Greece anymore.
You know, when Danny comes out in his sexy leather jacket. Sandy on the...
Conrad Birdie.
Right. And then it's the continuation.
So preppy Gertrude McFuzz would be an amazing Kim in Bye-bye Birdie. Because she's been, like, trying to grow her tail out for everybody, but she's really saving it for Conrad Birdie. So she could sing All For You for Conrad Birdie, and I think that could be a really beautiful moment.
We love you, Conrad.
I'm going to go for this one and this one. Oh. Okay, perfect. Here we go.
What do you got?
Am I... Oh, I'm supposed to tell you.
Yes.
Okay. I got Annie and Theater Kid.
Okay. So it interests him as though they were, like, slack. They didn't work out. Like,
right. Okay, so there's this girl. She's cute. She's got, like, a red fro, right? She's got, like, a little red dress. And she is the epitome of, like, little actor child. She can say her lines on point. She's perfect. She's good to work with. And, honestly, like... She actually, I would cast little Annie, the theater kid, as Albert, because if you think about it, type A personality,
yeah.
The red curly hair, that doesn't.
That's true.
But I feel like, honestly, like we're ready for a little child Albert.
I have Jack from Into the Woods, who's super emo.
Oh, okay.
And he's obviously Harvey Marshall.
Johnson.
He's Harvey, like, Johnson.
Harvey Johnson. Sorry, Harvey Marshall is
Harvey
a...
Marshall.
Harvey Marshall, this is not a joke, is my Cabbage Patch doll when I was a child.
What?
Homo.
You named him?
No, it came with a name, and he was like a birth certificate and everything,
That's
but he was
awesome.
Dressed in all Mets garb.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're the worst.
Harvey Marshall.
So emo Jack is...
I thought it was like a cross between Harvey Firestein and Gary Marshall.
No, it could be.
I like that. That's smart.
Mm-hmm. Hi, everyone. Watch Happy Days.
That's Harvey Firestein selling Gary Marshall's show, Happy Days.
Come to Happy Days, everybody.
So
it's at the Falcon Theater in Burbank.
So I have Jack from Into the Woods as an emo, and he is
an emo,
and he is Harvey Johnson.
Okay,
it's like, hello, is Ellen Sue there? Can I speak to Penelope Ann?
Yeah, I can give her some gold.
Yeah, hi, Penelope. Cool. I'm just gonna go in my corner now. That's fine. Call. And that's Jack. Is like, you want some beans?
Yeah.
Like, I got this cow. No, that's cool. You like when
I wish you could see, like, the bangs on Brian right now. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, the way he's looking.
He's giving
you
the emo, like, full out.
Mm-hmm. Running his hands.
Like.
Yeah, he's got, like, eyeliner on and dark fingernail polish and lipstick.
It's just really down my back.
He's a beanie on and an ironic t-shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah, and like, yeah. Hey, yo, Penelope Ann, do you want to just like go listen to something corporate and like, you're my Constantine, Penelope Ann.
My Constantine. I hate you.
Wonderful.
What was your Cabbage Patch Kid's name?
Harvey Marshall.
So clearly Harvey Marshall wins.
What did he look like?
And he
like,
shot up to Pamela. We are about to play Lights of Broadway Show Cards Poker!
Poker!
Wasted. Okay.
Do I open this?
Yes, look at your cards. Max, open your fresh pack. You have 5 cards in that brand new pack that I have not seen. None of us have seen. We don't know what is in there.
Okay.
Have you seen these cards?
No.
No.
Okay.
They're in fresh.
No. I did not. Absolutely not. Don't look at his cards. How do you play poker?
I didn't use it. So right. I've dealt you 7 cards. At the first, so here's how the betting will work. This will be on the website if you want to play this at home.
Go to broadwayset.com. We will have this on the website.
Yes. So a pair, that means 2 of the exact same card, will get you 3 points.
Okay.
A show plus someone who has been in that show will give you 2 points.
Okay.
You get 1 additional point for each extra person that has also been in that show. Also, Michael Bennett.
Sorry.
Is 1 point. Michael Bennett.
That's
a
rare card.
Add point.
Nutters.
You get an extra point. There will be 1 round of betting, then 1 round of discard and drawing.
Okay.
Then another round of betting, and then we will all show our hands.
Cool.
Does that
cool.
make sense to
yep,
everybody?
I'm all about it.
Okay. Hold on, I don't have mine yet.
Do I start?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm gonna put 50 cents in.
I'll see your 50 cents and raise it at 25 cents or 75 cents.
And I'll just be here.
So we're at 75
cents.
Call?
Great.
That's what that is?
Yeah.
I'm also gonna call.
No. Yeah, no, I will.
Alright, so we're calling.
You.
Yeah.
So we're calling to 75. Alright, so Brian goes first. Would you like to discard any cards and take new cards?
Yeah, I would.
So Brian, how many cards would you like to discard and take?
I'm going to discard 4 cards.
Okay.
Okay.
And I want to take 4.
Okay.
thing.
Yeah. And Kimberly, how did you like this card?
Oh my god. Ugh. I got the same card.
I know.
Oh
I
no.
Like...
Three.
Okay.
And we're going to do one last round of betting before we show our hands.
Right.
Either raise or call the
so
bet.
75 cents. Or 75 cents.
Or bluff.
Brian?
I'm going to raise $2.
I'll meet you $2 and raise you $2. So we're at $4.75.
$4.75.
I'll call.
Max calls. Kimberly, $4.75. You call or do you raise?
I'm going to call.
Okay. So $4.75, we're all placing our hands out.
Brian,
do
you
go
raise
first.
Any more since you raised the first time?
Yeah, I'm going to raise an extra dollar.
All right, I'll meet you. So we're at $5.75. Max Crumb?
I'll raise it $3.
Whoa!
Kimberly, do you raise $8.75?
I'm going to fold.
Oh. Brian?
Wait, should I fold instead?
I'm going to raise another dollar.
I'll call. So we're at $9.75.
I'll fold.
You fold?
Yeah.
You raised $3.
So now
I'm
folding.
So it's me and Brian. Brian, what you got?
You ready?
Yep.
I have Kander and Ebb.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Who wrote Chicago.
Yep.
That's 2 points.
Uh-huh. Who also wrote Kiss of the Spider-Woman.
Okay.
Ted Sperling wrote, musical directed that.
Great, so that's another 2 points.
Esparza and Alan Cumming played the same part in Cabaret written by them.
Oh, heck.
And Chita Rivera was in Kiss of the Spider-Woman and Chicago.
I had...
4, 6, 8, 10 points.
I had Kander and Ebb, who wrote a show with Chita Rivera for sure.
That's Beth
Lovell. No, it's show...
Yes! That's so
Lovell.
Funny.
Wait,
who wrote a show with Cheater Bear? For sure. That's Beth Lovell.
That's Beth Lovell.
That's so
good. Also, show plus person,
Kander
not person plus person.
Oh, I can't do that. So I have nothing. I bluffed the whole way through because I only have the kids to find the Everlands. So
okay, here we go. Watch. So. I'm gonna blow your mind, even
I'm
though
so
I folded.
Excited.
Here
yeah.
we go. Ready? So we have Wolf Hall part 1 and 2.
Okay.
And we have Betty Buckley, who worked on that with Savion Glover. And they also worked on If Then Together, which was written by Stephen Sondheim and Will Finn, starring Michael McGrath.
Killed it.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
That
was really fun. But we and so follow Max at Max Crumb on Twitter and Instagram. And don't forget to follow us on @BroadWasted on Instagram, Twitter. You can follow us on Facebook. Don't forget that we have a new BroadWasted.com. The rules for poker will be on there, so play them with your friends
yes.
with your Broadway show cards. Don't forget, if you go on iTunes to subscribe to us, please review us. 5 stars, please.
Yeah.
And we end every episode with a quote.
Okay.
And this quote is... And you said, rise above. Open your eyes
what
up.
What is this, yoga to the people?
And you said, rise above. But I can't. I can't. Spider-Man, turn off the dark.
Wow.
Wait, that's...
Spider-Man
quotes.
So before we zoot to our bump, I want everyone... Let's do a do-it.
A what?
A do-it.
I keep thinking you were saying duet, but slurring.
You can't duet alone.
No.
It's true.
Okay.
I mean, it is true.
So my duet is
duet.
Take a listen to the Hamilton mixtapes, and I think they're not what you expect, and I think you should like take a listen.
I was just thinking about like you holding your Cabbage Patch doll, telling everybody like just take a listen, you know, like
just
Mr. Harvey Johnson,
Harvey Marshall.
I want to be Harvey Marshall for Halloween next year.
Kimberly.
Oh, I was gonna say just binge watch all of Gilmore Girls before the November 25th revival.
Great.
Oh, right. Carrie Butler's going to be on that.
Stop it.
She is. She plays a part. She left Disaster
what
for a little bit to go. I think she's a shrink or like a...
They both need one.
Somebody like that. Well, I think she's both of theirs.
Loves it.
Inappropriate.
You guys, which, by the way, I don't think I said that. I don't think I said this, sir. Working with all of those people was such a ridiculous... dream. It felt like Grease again, where I just felt so unworthy or almost like, I can't even believe this. wow, this is so magical. And that show was so much fun to be a part of. And I like still can't even believe like I got to be a part of it. Like, yeah. To me, I still feel a little bit like an imposter. Like, wow, I can't even believe I get to do this. But it's like grateful. Like, because just even saying Carrie Butler just now, I'm like, that was Carrie Butler. And right. I got to die in Adam Pascal's arms
every night.
Staring into his eyes. Oh, please. By the way, every single person that was in Disaster is such a hardworking, kind person. You know, the show was crazy and wacky or whatever, but it was such a genuinely like summer camp feeling of friends and friendship. And I can't even believe that those people, I don't know, were my peers.
So is your Do It, Get the Cast album?
Yeah. Get the Cast. Oh, I thought you were saying duet.
Again, yeah.
Right. Get the Cast album for Disaster on iTunes now. And if anything, just download You're My Best Friend, which is a Queen song, which is my song on Adam Pascal. Yeah. I told Adam maybe day three in rehearsal. I was like, am I going to tell him now? I'll pretend we're just meeting now. Now I'm going to tell him. No, I'll tell him. And so one day I was like, hey, I modeled my voice after you and Rent. And like, I was 10 when Rent came out and I love you. And he was like, oh God. To be like in the Nederlander with him, like dying in his arms, like I was Mimi.
I love it.
I should tell you. Anyway,
Kev.
My Do It is to go on YouTube and watch Natalie Weiss's version of Rise Up. There's some really amazing vocalists that she
I love Natalie Weiss.
Ballroom. Yeah. And they all got their faces off. Oh, wait. So check it out.
Also, you guys, everybody should check out Nat Zagree's stuff. He's a really good guy. Natalie Weiss sings some of his stuff. Janine DeVita. He's really great.
So let's give a big toast as we end every episode, but this one's a little bit more special.
It is, with the real Danny.
Thanks
for listening, guys.
You can get your own broad-waisted Lights of Broadway card.
Woo!
Yes.
Props to the press. Thanks, Squigs.
Broad-waisted now has their own.
Woo-hoo.
But if you are a light catcher out there, you will not find it in a pack of cards. You have to contact us directly to get one. So go to our website, broadwasted.com, the contact page.
And we'll have all the information so that you can get your own broad-waisted Lights of Broadway card.
This Friday, November 18th, our producer and engineer, Alex, is putting together a comedy show called Swipe Left at the QED venue in Astoria, Queens. Tickets are $10, and all profits go to ACLU. The lineup features John Fugelsang, Fred Conniff, Jessica Kirsten, David Feldman, and Jeffrey Joseph. You can go to QEDAstoria.com and purchase tickets there. Again, all profits go to the ACLU. We hope that you enjoy comedy and go see it.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the Rise Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. Rise is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the Rise Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RiseTheatre.org, because only together we rise.